This is London editor Bob O'Connor. I'm speaking by telephone to Glenn Laming, who is Employer Services Director, Group Protection for Legal in General. We're talking about changes in the UK legal climate. Mr. Laming, thank you for joining us.
Good morning. Thank you.
And there's been some changes. What's happening?
Well, the changes really relate to change to the default retirement age. In the UK, for many years, employers have worked on the basic principle that employees will work to a fixed retirement age. But following the recent legislation, which the removal of the default retirement age, there will now be much more uncertainty over when an individual employee will choose to retire. Inevitably, this brings new challenges to employers who will need to adopt a more flexible approach to their staff planning. Additionally, it's important for employers to review their employee benefit package to ensure they continue to offer appropriate levels of cover to their staff, while at the same time protecting themselves from the potential new liabilities that will arise from this new legislation. Our recent communication has highlighted in particular the need to review group income protection scheme design and consider how this integrates a planned increase in state retirement age.
And there's an exemption on income protection benefits. What's all that about?
Yeah, the group protection industry did a lot of good work to lobby government to explain, really, that there were real issues with not having an exemption for, in particular, group income protection cover. The nature of group income protection cover is that it provides individuals who are absent through illness or injury with a percentage of their salary as an income during that period of absence. It's really important for an employer to be able to continue to offer this valued benefit, that there was a clear cut-off point for the actual insured element. So we were really pleased to see that the exemption was granted, and effectively exemption means that employers only have to provide insured group protection benefits up to the state retirement age. So we were really pleased with that result.
What problems might these changes cause?
Well, focusing really on income protection in particular, there's an initial view, of course, that great, there was an exemption, the industry's done a good job there, so we can go back and get on with the day job as such. But of course, there's more to it than that, and the government have announced their plans to increase the state retirement age, initially up to age 66 in year 2020, but potentially beyond that up to age 68. So the issue that employers really need to think about is if they have an income protection scheme in place now, employees and individuals who may go off on long-term absence today may have an insurance element that covers them to age 65, but they might have a liability to age 66 or indeed beyond that age. So that's the issue we're really highlighting.
So what should the employer be doing now? He's got all these changes coming up. He's got a big workforce, possibly. What should he be doing from today?
Well, I think the important thing for employers to do is to actually, first of all, take a look at the legislation, take a look at their own specific insurance cover that they have in place at the moment, and really try to identify, do we have a gap in our protection? Is there now a new protection gap that is emerging? Even with limited term solutions, which are very popular now in the income protection market, they would typically cut the benefit off upper eligibility age of 65. So employers need to think to themselves that if an individual is absent today, if their absence becomes long term, does their state retirement age actually go beyond the period of the insurance? If the answer to that is potentially yes, then what steps should they be taking or can they take to reduce that gap and to have a modern employee benefit package?
And how much money might be potentially at stake in all this?
As long as employers take action and take it quickly, then the impact to the individual employer will be quite minimal. The danger is in what is a multi-million pound industry, that taking no action and potentially building up a book of claims that have an element of uninsured liability attached to each one means that the long-term implication would be quite significant. So that's why we are highlighting this issue to the UK industry now, so that they can take steps quickly to minimise any potential impact.
And how important is this market overall to legal in general?
Oh, it's hugely important. We consider ourselves to be at the forefront of the group protection market. the social good that is offered by our products is sometimes overlooked because, of course, the benefits are only realised at times of illness, injury and sometimes family crisis. It shouldn't be overlooked that without income protection, an individual is often left to rely on state benefits for their income, and you know, how many of us could actually sustain a long period of absence with no income protection cover. So it's vitally important to us. We have over 7,000 group protection policies in force at Legal & General. That, alongside our expertise on the individual protection side as well as group, gives us access to a huge amount of data, which again enables us to identify trends and to react to those quickly.
And how do these developments fit with problems in the wider economy?
Well, of course, this is just yet another consideration for employers at what we understand are very difficult times for them. But it's important for us to offer value for money and for employers to understand that they are getting the most from each pound of spend that they are putting into their benefit package, because, of course, it's difficult times at the moment. But again, I think it's at times like that when the real value of the protection benefits comes to the fore. At times like this, some employers will see increasing levels of absence, particularly stress-related absence, where perhaps individuals are coming across more financial concerns and such. So to have a robust protection program in place to help identify those absences, to treat them early and offer the right levels of support as quickly as possible is really important. So we understand that the need to offer affordable options and great value for money, but it's also important that employers really take note of the value that these protection benefits offer at times like this.
And are there opportunities here for product development?
Oh, without a doubt, definitely. And examples of recent product development linked to this legislation at Legal & General are very clear. There are probably two main areas. One is the development of a product which we've called a Workplace Recovery Advantage. This is a limited-term solution for employers which has no upper restriction to age. So it will cover an entire workforce regardless of age on a limited-term basis. That was a solution that wasn't really considered to be necessary before this legislation was announced or planned, so we put that in place to offer new solutions to employers. Additionally, we've also adapted the, I suppose you call it the standard proposition, where there is now a facility to link the individual benefit termination age, the point at which the claim will cease, to the state retirement age that will apply to each individual, because we are going to see with diverse workforce different state retirement ages, 65, 66 to 68. So for an employer to be able to link the income protection benefit to their legal obligation is I think a really positive product development. So those are two clear examples. And equally, we're talking to employers. We're keen to hear from employers in terms of what more they feel we could add to scheme design, because it's an ever-changing picture.
And finally, how aware are the employers of all this complexity?
It's probably fair to say reasonably well aware, but because of the fact that income protection and group protection benefits sometimes form, they're just one part of a much wider employee benefit package. The specific issue linked to income protection is one that maybe many employers haven't yet had the chance to really consider. That's why we're on this education program here. I think it's a potential trap to fall into, to think, well, the state retirement age doesn't move for another few years, therefore we have that period of time to make decisions. But of course, with income protection being a benefit that can be paid potentially for a much longer period, it's the highlighting of the uninsured potential on claims that could start today and beyond that we are really keen to ensure that employers have that knowledge.
Mr. Laming, thank you very much.